Hi everyone, how's it going? Hope you're all doing well. Welcome back to another episode of Blockchain and Beyond. As always, I'm your host Farzan. On today's episode, we'll be discussing a project on the Algorand blockchain called Lofty, and they deal with tokenized real estate. Before I begin, I should mention that this episode is not sponsored by the Lofty team. This is just me sharing some of my own knowledge that I found about this project and my experience with it so far. And I do have my own investments through their platform, but please do your own research and speak to a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. With all of that out of the way, let's get into it. So the key thing about Lofty is that they allow you to invest in real estate from as little as $50 and also receive daily rental and appreciation value. So every day, if you hold some of their tokens for their different properties, you will receive rental income on the platform every day, which you can then cash out either directly to your bank account or you can cash it out for crypto. Lofty actually operate on the Algorand blockchain, which is a fast and cheap solution compared to some of the alternatives. So in my opinion, real estate is traditionally quite a difficult space to get into. If you actually want to invest in some property yourself, whether that's to sell or to rent out, you need quite a lot of capital to actually make a down payment on these properties. And this can range from 5% to 20%, depending on where you are. And this makes it really hard for especially smaller investors to begin with real estate. The other option is to invest in a real estate investment trust, which are often traded similarly to stocks and shares. However, with a real estate investment trust, you have no say in which properties they invest in or how these properties are managed. You're reliant on the company's management system to actually work for you. And this is where Lofty actually changes this around. So from $50, you can actually invest in a property where you receive the rental income and you also have a say in the governance of this property. So I'll give you an example. So recently on one of the properties, there had to be some refurbishment work done, and this was taken out of the cash balance, which is reserved for each property. We then received an email asking how the investors would actually like to replenish this cash fund. And we were given a number of different options, all based on the rental income from this property. So all of the investors are effectively able to get together and make a collective and informed decision on how this property is managed. And that's some of the key points about Lofty that I find really interesting. So just a quick little recap is one, the governance. Two, you receive daily rental income. And three, you actually get full clarity on these properties, how much has been spent, what the estimated rental income is, and what your estimated return on your investment actually is, all within a single platform. So now I guess we can talk a bit more about Lofty themselves. So Lofty described themselves as a marketplace where you can co-invest in tokenized real estate for only $50 and sell anytime. And Lofty are a team of 12, which are based in Miami and have received quite a lot of venture capital funding in the past. And this platform effectively has two sides. So it has the seller side and the buyer side. So as a seller, so if I have my own property, which I want to sell, I can actually reach out to Lofty. I can say I want to sell this property, at which point Lofty will do a property inspection on my property and then either approve or deny my request. If they approve my request, this property is then bought from me and put under a newly formed LLC, which is a legal entity. And then this LLC is tokenized into individual $50 tokens on the Algorand blockchain. The property is then listed on the Lofty marketplace and individuals can begin to invest in this property and start receiving rental income pretty much immediately. And the method to actually purchase these properties can actually vary. So you can purchase them using cryptocurrencies. And since Lofty runs on the Algorand blockchain, you can obviously use Algorand itself. You can use USDCA, which is the Algorand version of USDC, and also Stable, which is an algorithmic stablecoin available on Algorand. On top of this, you can use your credit or debit card or also a bank transfer. So I've personally purchased some of these properties using a bank transfer and also my credit card, but I haven't yet purchased any using cryptocurrency. This is because there's currently restrictions on the Ledger, which is a hardware wallet, which prevents this from happening. But development work is going on to help resolve this issue. And now on the more technical side. So once you actually purchase one of these properties, as these properties are tokenized on the Algorand blockchain, you actually need to approve these assets inside your wallet. So the assets on the Algorand blockchain are known as ASAs or Algorand Standard Assets. and can be seen as the equivalent of ERC-20 tokens, which you may be familiar with on blockchains such as Ethereum or Polygon. Once a user has approved these assets, these tokens are then automatically sent into the user's wallet. Now, at this point, you actually start receiving rental income. So every day, based on the tokens you hold, you can actually check the online platform and see how much rental income you have received. If you only own one or two tokens, this rental income may be only 1 or 2 cents, but it's actually, you know, a strong proof of concept to show that you can invest from as little as $50, and you can invest whenever it feels right for you and whatever you're able to actually invest with. And Lofty actually goes a step further to help protect investors overall. So first, each property is actually issued through a LLC, which is a legal entity, and this prevents any personal liability on any one individual, and this is rather instead put on the LLC. Another change that they've done is any one individual can only purchase 10% of the total tokens in a property, and this is a limitation that they've introduced to ensure a fair voting system for everyone. And those are most of the key concepts about Lofty. They have a lot more information on their website. They have a lot of questions that they actually answer and go in depth with. So if you do have any questions, you should actually check out their website where you can find answers to all of your questions. And now I think I'll give some of my takes. So when you purchase tokens in a property, you're effectively investing into a DAO of sorts. So a DAO being a decentralized autonomous organization, it's not fully decentralized, but it kind of follows the structure of a DAO where holders have tokens and the token holders can actually vote on changes made to the system, or in this case, the property. And this can include how repairs are carried out, or even cases where the client maybe needs to be handed a eviction notice because they've not been behaving as they should. This can all be managed through a voting system through people in this DAO. Which I really think is interesting, as you actually have a say in what goes on with the properties that you've invested in. The other big take that I want to take away from this is the tokenization of assets. So I think the tokenization of assets is the future. We've seen this partially in NFTs, where you can have tokenized NFTs, or rather partial NFTs. And now this platform is showing that it's a working system, but for real estate. And I think as blockchain technology naturally evolves and becomes more coherent and more strengthened, the tokenization of assets is almost inevitable. So there's so many benefits of blockchains that traditional industries can actually benefit from. So, you know, with traditional real estate, there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done. There's a lot of bureaucracy. It can take days for papers to actually be transmitted or transferred. But with blockchain technology, everything can be digitally verifiable and signable. And this eliminates a lot of the time, especially when documents need to be sent over. These documents can be made available immediately via the blockchain. But most of these issues, or what's really stopping blockchain being adopted in these cases, is ends up being law. So there's limited laws surrounding how assets on the blockchain are recognized, or if they're recognized at all, meaning that investors, you know, have to be careful. And until there's regulation surrounding this, we probably won't see too much growth, or the growth will be very much constricted by the lack of regulation. So it falls upon policymakers to actually take a technology or blockchain forward stance and say, this is the future we want, and this is what we want to do. And once this regulation actually does happen, we'll see many more assets being tokenized via blockchains, which can benefit from the traceability and the immutability of them. And the main thing is, if these assets are then recognized by law, it gives people much more of an incentive to store it on these platforms. Whereas in traditional systems, such as in the UK, the Land Registry holds most of the information regarding who owns which pieces of land and property. So if you wanted to access this information, you have to go directly to the Land Registry. However, if this information was available on the blockchain, anyone could access it at any time, making it a much more user-friendly kind of experience and removes a lot of the friction which we see in a lot of current systems. And real estate is actually prime for this. So in 2020, the global real estate market was estimated to be approximately $10 trillion, which is huge. And if assets start to become tokenized on the blockchain, you'll see a lot more opportunity and a lot more innovation happening within the real estate industries, You may even see entire rental platforms where you can actually rent out properties, or platforms such as Airbnb, which are exclusively based on the blockchain and no longer rely on fully centralized services. And yeah, I think that actually covers most of what I wanted to go into. So just to recap, we actually covered Lofty. We explained how they work. So investors can actually buy shares in a property from as little as $50 and also receive rental income pretty much straight away, every day straight into their account, which can then be cashed out in either cryptocurrency or straight to your bank account. And the impact of this is immense. The real estate market is $10.5 trillion. And if blockchain was to capture even a small amount of this, this would show a lot of development in the blockchain space. But once again, it comes down to the legal system to actually implement regulation, which allows people to innovate in this space. So yeah, I've had a great time recording this episode. It's something which is really new and interesting, and I hope it continues to grow in the future. And as always, if you do have any questions, feel free to get in touch. It would be great to hear from you. But until next time, goodbye.